regurgitating Steinmetz and use an open-faced club, a sandwich.
Open-faced club sandwich.
Hello and welcome to the fourth and final part of our extended interview with one of Australia's best ever ball strikers, Bill Dunk. I'm Rod Murray, and together with ABS founder John Lag Pressure Erickson, I caught up with Bill Dunk earlier this year and we spent almost 2 hours chatting with the man himself about golf and life. Now, this final installment is a little bit shorter than the previous three, but it is no less interesting because of that. When we left Bill last time, he was explaining why he no longer plays the game. And this week, he fills us in on the rather unusual new career he's gotten himself involved in later in life.
I don't want to play it just for pleasure. Mm-hmm. That might be where that competitive bit comes out. And I've never ever wanted to take my mate's money, which means I don't gamble. But I just find it too damn hard to play these days. When you were playing
at your best through those 30-odd years when you played top-flight competitive golf, would you describe the experience as fun? Did you enjoy that golf? Was it fun? Did you look at golf and say, that's fun? I enjoyed that, it was fun.
In most occasions, yes. Okay. I always enjoyed it. I mean, it's the only thing I ever knew since I was 15 years old. These days I go and work with a fellow that hangs fire doors.
I was going to ask you about this. Now, why do you do that, Bill? You're 73 now, I think?
Yeah, going on 73. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I do it, but...
It's a hell of a career jump, isn't it?
Maybe. My old man was always into woodwork. Mm-hmm. But I was doing an extension on my house here, and my builder died, and he's a mate of mine. And this young fella came in to want to learn to play golf, and I said to him, "Don't bother." I said, "It's only a misery playing golf." And he said, "No, I want to learn." He was into hanging fire doors. He's got a fire door business. And he said, he's down to 10 these days, so he hasn't done too badly. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'll come and help you. I'll put my name to the work to finish your house. So we changed the roof line and all that sort of stuff. And he said, as long as you help me. And I said, well, I'm not getting on the roof. I said, I'll fall off the bloody roof. My balance is no good and whatever. He said, jump on that ladder. He said, I'm going to put my arms around you and we're going up there. And that's what we did. And we finished the house. And he said, you seem to like this. And I said, I don't mind it. And he said, you want to come to work for a couple of days a week with me? And I said, yeah, I'll come. And I've been doing that for the last 9 years.
Did that surprise you, Bill, from being a tournament golfer, essentially your whole working life, to do something so completely different, basically working with your hands, which I suppose there are some similarities, but did it surprise you how much you enjoyed it and obviously still enjoy it because you're still doing it?
Yeah, well, he's taught me a lot, I want to say. Mm. I can hang a door these days.
Mm. And he can probably hit a chip shot that he couldn't 10 years ago when you met too.
That's true, but it gets back to the fact that you've got to have something to do. You can't just laze about.
Some would say that you're entitled to, Bill, once you get to 72.
Well, my wife gets sick of me here anyway. So she sends me off, packs my lunch, and off I go.
Did you do much teaching golf?
Pardon?
Did you spend much time teaching golf?
Yeah, a few years. Mm-hmm. I used to work at the golf range out here. at the entrance, and we just give a free lesson. I never ever, well, when I say that, I was the pro at Fox Hills Golf Club for 7 years, and I taught there, and I taught out here, and but I never ever wanted to accept money for it. So,
did you enjoy it, Bill?
Yeah, I enjoyed teaching. Yeah. So it's
a lot of good players don't, as you know, enjoy the teaching.
No, well, it's pretty. It's like putting hinges on doors. It's pretty mundane when you come to think of it.
Yeah. The only difference is, Bill, once you've put the hinge on the door, it doesn't keep coming back week after week after week with the same problem.
Yeah, well, that's part of the act. You've got to get them to practice. Mm-hmm. And I had one little lady that used to come to me. She couldn't hit it more than 50 yards. And she says, I get embarrassed going up there to the golf course and holding everybody up. I said, well, you can't do that. I said, what you got to do is know where you've hit it to, walk straight to it, hit the bloody thing again. I said, it doesn't matter how many you take, as long as you're not holding people up. So go do it. And she used to come in, and she was happy as hell after that, you know. She'd come in every week for a lesson, and she'd say, you're doing fine. It's more giving them a bit of encouragement than anything else. And she used to have fun. I hope she's still having it.
People get very beaten up by the game, don't they, Bill? Or it can happen, can't it? As you just said there. Yeah. People who are confident and successful in lots of other areas of life, it's not uncommon to find those same people, the one thing they've never been able to master and they truly hate is golf.
Yeah, well, there's too many of those, I must admit. Mm. They must drive them crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's a funny old game.
One last thing, Bill. I heard that you had shot four straight 65s in a tournament once. Is that true?
Not that I can remember. Four 65s? No. I don't think so. No.
Somebody told me you had done that. You'd shot four straight 65s, and I thought, well, that's pretty incredible.
What was the best you ever shot four consecutive rounds, Bill? Can you remember that?
I know Nagel jumped me there a little while ago. He was 21 under, I think it was. I think I got it to 20.
20 under. Can you remember where that was?
No.
Was? No?
Somewhere there.
Yeah.
Can't remember. Must have been a short course.
I'm not convinced about that, Bill. You're very self-effacing, but I get the feeling that you are and have been a lot better than you give yourself credit for, certainly publicly. And,
well, it's, you know, you can only do what you can do, and that's about it.
But it's not the Australian way to beat your own chest, is it? That's
no.
To do. Yeah,
it's
How many rounds in the 50s?
In the 50s? I've only ever got to 60.
Oh, really? You did? Okay.
Yeah. So I've had 60 a couple of times.
Mm. Okay. Is there a mental barrier there?
No, I had the chance at Coffs Harbour to finish 11 under, which would have been 59, and I blew it the last two holes and hit my two best shots. That, anyway, that's by the by.
It's golf, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I interviewed a kid last year, Bill, 17 years old, 17 or 18 years old, in a, it was no pitch and putt golf course, I mean, it wasn't one of the great golf courses of the world, but in a, it was a club tournament or maybe a high school tournament, he was only about 16 or 17 years old, he shot 14 under.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's kids out there that grow up before their time, and you usually find what's that kid's name from Musselbrook?
Kurt Barnes?
No, I think he was one of the younger guys, or one of the smaller guys at the time, but Hanley was his name.
Was his father the pro at the club?
His uncle, I think it is.
Yeah, and he won the club championship at the age of 12 or 13 or something.
Yeah, he was shaving at 14.
Mm.
you know, and he's big, strong sucker. He just developed quicker than the average kid. Mm-hmm. And he was playing in those Jack Newton days, and he just looked like a man in comparison to the others. Mm. And but I haven't heard hardly any of him in the last little while, but all the other guys he was playing with, you seem to hear about him.
Yeah.
So they've caught up to him. And,
it can be a cruel game, can't it, Bill?
Yeah. So,
sometimes I wonder whether that sort of success early on is actually a detriment.
So, yeah, you've got to do your apprenticeship.
Mm, yes. Golf certainly makes you pay your dues. There's no doubt about it.
It doesn't
matter who you are. Bill, it sounds like golf has been, well, it's obviously been a big part of your life, but an enjoyable part of your life. It's given you a lot. It's been fantastic for you to come along today and give us a little bit of a taste.
Well, I'm just happy to be here.
We're happy to have you, and as I said, I think you're underrated and nobody knows enough about you. And we've really
Might be a good thing.
I don't know.
But it's nice talking to you, gentlemen.
We've enjoyed having your wisdom, Bill, and you've been very generous in sharing it with us.
And, you know, all the best from there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Good on you, Bill. Thank you. And, take care. We'll talk to you one day soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And that wraps up our extended interview with one of Australia's most legendary ball strikers, Bill Dunk. I do hope you've enjoyed it. I'm sure there's been plenty of chat on the forums over the last 4 weeks. Guys like Bill Dunk really do have a lot to teach us, even in this modern world. That wraps it up for this episode, but hopefully Lag and myself will be back in the not-too-distant future with another ABS Live interview.